know your daddy's back, right? It's been a long time at the store. I couldn't find Wonder Bread. Send a picture of your wife's tits to the email.
That was a good
yeah.
intro.
Grab your clit off the floor. Or maybe your tongue. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I gotta put this on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, do not disturb me in my face right now. Hola, ¿cómo está? Alright, so we have wine. Where is the monkey shoulder? Hi, everyone!
Hi.
It's Sunday brunch!
Surprise!
I'm Hunter.
No, I'm Hunter.
I'm Beth. And
he's a little confused. It's been a while.
Back!
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We had to do a hiatus to see if our fan club would, you know, like, rise. And it didn't. It's actually a good idea. Nothing happened.
Feels
I'm
right,
still gay. I went to Austin, Texas. I met more gays. And then I slept under an overpass with a homeless man named Paul. And it just is what it is.
Paul, like the monkey from Nickelodeon.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Hi, Paul. You never saw that?
No, that's Sue's son, who likes to get fucked by Apollo, the talking dog.
I don't know if he likes it, the talking dog.
Apollo says, arr, while he's riding that bitch's back. What's on your Zoom meeting this morning? Well, I'm seeing a kid getting fucked.
Get fucked.
I'm a teacher.
Thank God you aren't.
Hey, I'm just saying, in Pennsylvania...
You teach me exactly what I don't want to be in this life.
Catholic schools are all around this place. I'm just saying, there's some form of...
rape.
Of... little... There's a private confession room going on somewhere.
Private.
Oh, yeah. The fucking only confession is a preacher sticking it in his fucking mouth. Oh! What would you like to sin for today? And he's just him sucking on that fucking me tube. Cheers on the wine, though.
Cheers.
Boom. First drink, first podcast back, and we're what?
A little bit. I feel like there's so much to say.
Oh, there's so much to say. Get the fuck out of my way. Jesus.
Who are you kicking?
Carlo Rossi.
Makes sense.
He was in my
Get
way.
That weak shit out of here. I love how I'm actually talking into this. Like, it's doing something.
You're over there like...
Get that weak shit out of here. Yeah, I wouldn't put that to your mouth if I were you. It's been a lonely stretch. Just kidding.
You're not lonely anymore. Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
Woo!
Oh, no. I kind of went with it, so I'll take it. Anyways, who gives a flying fuck? What have you been up to? What have y'all not been up to? Obviously, COVID's still a thing. Biden's your president. You love getting your children raped. And I'm still here. So the world is a better place. And Beth got a breast reduction because she went from a double H to double D.
I'm now a slight... massive D.
Slight massive. Slight not massive that massive, D. Just a slight massive D. But it's
my
big enough.
My wiener is still large and in charge, though.
Fit in the
my
hole.
Dick's still bigger than Hunter's.
Oh, yeah. My dick look like two fries. Yo, dick. Oops.
Looks like a magic eraser.
Your cousin from Boston.
You know when you use them and they get real dirty and shriveled up? That's... Recycled.
Now I don't want this.
You gotta drink
it. I gotta open a new bottle.
No.
Alright, so tell me, in the last... Fuck, we've had so much time. Honestly, you're not getting any stories out of this until later, until we just fucking grill everything and just have a conversation. So you shut up and you listen like you fucking always do.
Like a good little
And our
bitch.
Fan group didn't fucking... Our little... fans didn't fucking grow any, so we know we have like 18 solid fucking people.
We didn't lose any either, which
damn
is
right,
good.
That's right. So you 18 people that are listening...
We were asking about us!
I will let you peg
nice.
Me, even if you're a man.
Oh.
But literally, if you're a man.
No, he would prefer...
My lights are always on.
To be pegged with wheat.
I
the
want
lights
you,
are always on.
Yeah, I want you to treat me like a deer
they're a little
in your
dim,
headlights.
But they're on.
Because it all keeps rushing back.
Back.
Always.
It's all rushing into his back.
How do you think I renewed my spinal fluid? Fucking semen.
On one of those things that you tie your ankles to.
Dude, I'm like a fucking car shop. You just raise me up and they fucking inject, they inject semen right into my fucking spine.
Muffler.
Oh, my muffler? Yeah, I guess
I thought that said Alexa, play the song Swallow. That's so shallow.
Well, you've got a shallow swallow, so it's all right.
Actually,
best
I got
throat,
a big throat,
real short.
She's got a short
it's
throat.
Super, her mouth is big, can take a lot in circumference, but it's super small in the back. Her back feels gonna choke. And that's
just,
why Sokka's the number one sport.
Just let me put
sport.
It in my mouth. Goal!
Because she likes balls in the throat.
No, I like turf. Good one. Are you new here?
What's up, nigga?
First day on Earth.
Oh, you're gonna have to...
Didn't miss that!
Oh, no. We're only 7 minutes in!
Jesus. Yeah.
Alright, so 3 months... We're 2 months gone, separated, doing our thing, making this whole crazy life happen. Guess what, everybody? It's story time episode. So you get to hear all the stories of what we'd have done since I've been in Austin and she's been here. So that's what you're getting for the next hour. And obviously a few things because we're drinking, so it means we're going to get drunk along the way. And if you don't like it... You're probably...
Jealous.
Already gone.
Oh, yeah.
As in, this was your make-a-wish thing, and you died of cancer.
I would love to be somebody's make-a-wish.
Eat my ass.
Like, I want someone to be like Little Billy, or Little Timmy, or whoever.
Little Billy?
Well,
did
is your make-a-wish...
Be hilly.
What's your make-a-wish? I really want to nail Bethany. I would. That'd be so flattering. I would politely decline, but that would be nice, right? If someone's make-a-wish
you're
was
only
to
doing
fuck
that
you.
For legal reasons, because you know if he was like, how old is he, 12?
Oh, shit, is it only kids?
Boy, keep going, you're only
fans. Then never mind.
So, I mean, technically, no, it's not only kids. I mean, Hollywood doesn't believe in it.
Believe in Make-A-Wish or only kids? Or only fans?
Oh, they believe in everything but adults.
They believe in adultery.
Oh, yeah, as Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Ariana, how you think Ariana got her last name?
Grande.
She's got a big mouth.
Big holes.
Yeah.
Tiny body, big holes.
Yeah, have you seen Piper Perry? Any girl that can fill that much space with a cock that big is insane.
He's like...
It's literally... That chick has fit dicks in her the size of this fucking wine bottle.
Ow.
And she's just like...
The whistles when she walks. You'll never lose her in the grocery store.
If she queefed, it sounds she looked like a jetpack.
There's no way she can queef if her
that's what I'm saying. She looked like a jetpack. It just
there she goes. She's light as a feather.
She's like, my name's Stephanie. Oh, sorry.
She's like, she probably always has to wear adult diapers. Like, do you ever think about that? Like, most of those porn stars probably have to wear adult diapers.
Well, I mean, your vagina shrinks, naturally.
Right, but and your asshole doesn't.
I don't know if your butthole does. Have you ever I've never heard of done a the research sock? On how does Google anal it. Gaping fucking go after, you know, 30 years of getting just blasted the fuck out. I don't know.
Well,
but if it's like pressure washing a fucking driveway with dirt on it,
I
can imagine it doesn't go too well.
Well, I watched a documentary on porn stars.
Yeah, the fans only or only the one they have on
Hot
Netflix?
Hot Girls Wanted.
Oh, that's a about the porn industry. I've seen that.
Yeah, I watched that.
It's fucked up what they do to those girls.
It's really fucked
it's
up.
It's fucking brutal.
It is really fucked
but
up.
But also, they could say no.
I was gonna say, but also, alright.
If you're that desperate for money, you're homeless.
Oh, well, some of these girls come from, like, good homes.
Yeah,
like, they could go home.
He paid for my ticket to Florida, so I said, right. I'll suck his dick.
Oh, God.
Way to go, Tiff. The older brother's like, oh, you're
my
in the movie now.
My name's Star-Spangled Vagina now.
Yeah. I'm gonna get... They
bedazzled
said,
tits.
They promised me a star on Hollywood Boulevard in, like, 3 months if I do
it's
a good job with oral.
It's Miss Cum Dumpster to you, bitch.
Yeah. My name is Throat Monster. What? Uvula Stomper? That's what Dredd
Nostril
did to
Annihilator.
Me.
Whoa. Who did what to you or what?
Dredd. He's an actual porn star.
He's
a gigantic.
You?
No.
Do you want to talk about it?
Dredd, I miss you. Once you go black, you gonna need a wheelchair.
You can't even say wheelchair. You can't say wheelchair on the air.
No, but this is, oh, I don't give a fuck if I get canceled. Cancel me!
Bomb in an airport?
And look, if Nancy Pelosi can be in Congress for 50 fucking years, then I can say whatever the fuck I want for the next 50 and not give a fuck about what anyone else says. So eat my ass and enjoy my cash, because
bitch.
You're not getting any of it.
You like the touch? See, I got your back.
Yeah, that's right.
Bitch. It sounds...
Yeah. Bitch.
Okay, just leave the bitch up.
Yeah, I'll leave
bitch.
The bitch part. Bitch. You don't always hide from the back of sometimes they just rip down your throat. I what? Sound just like Chrissy.
So we were. This is. Okay, now I can't even see.
Hold your nigga.
So. Fuck you!
Fucking Joey!
You.
I'm so used to hearing him say.
What? We know.
No, not Joe Jr.
I
Joe
know.
Senior.
Oh, I'm sure.
He looks at
I
everything.
Know,
he's like.
They did it.
Inward. I'm like, whoa.
It's awful.
He's like, they're at Long John Silver's. He's like, what? Oh, okay.
Hold your hush puppies.
Yeah, I'll take your deep fish flap fry flounder.
Fish flap fry flounder.
Yeah.
That say that thing. 3 times fast.
Fish flap flounder.
You suck.
You failed the
You're
test.
You're a little flat.
Yeah, because I'm on.
I think
six
it's so
moves,
funny that you're
seven,
drinking
yeah.
that and now it's laced with spit. Spatting it. You're spatting the wine. You did it now. Oh, gosh.
You know what we should have done?
What?
Should have went and got a fucking vape.
Oh, why didn't you say that?
Well, I did when I was down here, but now I'm thinking of it. It's like, I don't have a goddamn vape. I need a vape. I need smoking advice.
You don't need it. You want it.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't call me out like that.
I can't. All right.
I want to dance with somebody, and it's...
Woo! You can take this smoke.
So what I was really saying is that back in my day,
coin chips
used to be a way to make Frito pie.
I remember. Do you remember?
I do remember that this episode has no concept whatsoever. And that
do they ever though?
We're fucking. Fuck!
We can't disappoint the fans. This is what we're known for. Yeah. We're known for nothing.
But our nothing holds secret information until you know it. Suck it, Dick.
Ernest, you're talking too loud.
And we rub chapstick on
our knuckles.
On the speaker itself before every podcast episode. So your lips don't dry out because we're sending you sweet fucking kisses.
Your lips don't dry.
So your lips don't dry. On your drive to
Shakira,
to Boston.
You gotta commute. The pollution's getting bad.
Look, I'm telling you, these gays are getting out of control.
They
and
are.
LGBTQ plus now? They're what plus. Is this fucking Disney?
Plus.
Yeah, it's what? LGBTQ plus.
Plus what?
No, it's just plus. They've added. They're just holding. Oh. It's like plus whatever gender there is now. If you're pansexual and you're not using cast irons, loser.
I'm Bethany plus from now on. Just call me
Beth plus.
Instead of the T, where the T is, I'm just going to put a little plus sign. B-E plus H.
But plus.
Butt plugs?
Butt plugs. Butt plugs, Hillman.
Call me Butt Plug Hillman.
Matt, please look her up and find her address. I just want to have dinner with you.
What? It's because I'm cool.
Matt, I'm Batman. And I want to fuck your face.
You're Matman.
With my ass.
Fuck your face with my ass. How does that...
You know how that feels. I sat on your face. Bare ass.
I thought you were talking about... We're really going there, aren't we? Just dive right in. Okay.
Oh,
do you
shit.
See how concerned I was? Look how red my face is.
That hurt my back. Oh,
yeah, that's
jumping right in. All right.
We're going there.
Okay.
No, yeah, you did
say I don't know
my
where
face.
We're going, but I know Doritos still has nacho cheese on the shelves, so that's
yeah,
all that matters.
Yeah, Doritos do.
And it's...
Doritos. You say Doritos. You
Doritos.
Say it with a J.
Yeah, Jerito. Burner. Tequila. Hey, so I'm gonna do comedy.
Do that. That'll be your signature. Hold it upside down. This one time at band camp,
I stuck a flute in my pussy.
That was my line. Oh my god, please get rid of that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, way away from me, because I will projectile vomit. Turn the sink on. No, really. No, that was a real gag. I don't do spit.
You're good. That wasn't spit. That was phlegm.
Don't, because I'm gonna...
What, my phlegmanigans?
Nope. I don't like it. It's right here. Oh, it's in the bag.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's in my suitcase.
Talk to the fans, darling. Talk
I'm talking to the fans. Hi, fans. Like, air conditioning fans. Jet engine fans. Dude!
Where's your bag?
Hunter, it's in there.
Oh, I couldn't see behind your big-ass slippers.
I hid it very well.
I never knew my father.
So, listen. Okay, this is actually not as funny as, like, I think it is, but it was really funny at the time. Last night, I was making a pizza. Yeah.
Human Centipede.
Oh. That movie is raunchy. We should watch it.
And the second one.
There's a second
one? Yeah, there's a second one. So he's connected they fucking face to...
They had more people saying, like, hey, let's do another.
Yeah, pretty much. So there's somebody else connecting face to ass.
Face to ass.
Yeah, it's like Jigsaw.
I've had dreams like that, only they are a lot better.
I have a weird fucking dream I had last night. I mean, two nights ago. Talk fucking about it. Creepy as shit.
I had a dream I was pregnant with a demon. Is it like that kind of creepy or like...
Yes.
You had a dream I was pregnant with a demon?
You did not have that dream.
Swear to God, yes, I did. Did you have that dream or are you just fucking with me?
I'm fucking with you, but...
Oh, I was like... I was like, shut the fuck up.
No, I fucking had this dream. So it was in the house at Joe's and I was laying down on the bed. I fell asleep. But I was having a dream that I was staring at the doorway because there's no doors.
Right.
On the fucking, there's no doors. So it's there's super, no, there's no privacy. I can't masturbate in silence or like Deadpool with the
in silence.
Unicorn.
Okay, but as like a backstory real quick. So my cousin Joe bought a house that needs renovating and that's where Hunter is staying and like helping renovate.
That's
and stuff.
Where I reside.
So it's like, there's like, it's all torn apart because they're, yeah, I just want to try it a little bit. It's all torn apart because they're renovating it, but it's a cute house, but it definitely looks creepy at the moment. Thank you.
It's fucking mortifying. There's a basement and an attic, and this place looks like it was built in 1910. It looks like the smaller version. It looks like the poor version of the fucking Winchester home.
Yeah. So, go ahead. Sorry. I just...
No, it's a good backstory. They need to know. Technically, you don't, but the address is 3015. No,
I'm just... Oh, my gosh. You're going to make me have to flag this whole thing.
But right,
I'm
going
to take this like a shot because I don't do well with whiskey.
I was just going to tell you to sip on it.
Oh.
I've never tried it before either. We're trying Monkey Shoulder for the first time.
But you like whiskey. I'm not like a huge whiskey person. Although Aaron had this really good whiskey. Good? Is it good?
It's light.
It's really not bad.
It tastes like Macallan.
Okay, this is not bad.
It's not at all.
All right, I could do that.
It's a Scotch whiskey.
Will you actually put a little bit more in here?
It tastes literally like a softer Macallan.
Just a little bit, not a lot. But I do want to like sip on it, and I think this is going to be like one sip for me. I got a big throat. Thank you.
All right,
go ahead.
Frogger.
Ribbit.
I would love to play Frogger, honestly.
I love that game. I used Frogger. To have it on my Game Boy.
I used to have it on the first PlayStation.
Aren't you cool? Quit trying to upstage me.
What do you mean? We all had Game Boys. But the real game changer...
No, you didn't.
The real game changer was the Game Boy Color when you had to use the lights coming off the highway to fucking see the screen playing Pokemon. That was the real fucking days. When Game Boy didn't have any... You didn't have a backlight to it, so you, like, whatever game you were playing at night on, like, a road trip, you had to use the fucking street lights on a highway.
Okay,
while
I
they
don't
were passing,
remember
you
that.
Were like... You're like, attack! Thunderbolt!
You're doing a lot. Time it.
Yeah, there was a lot of shit going on, but that was the real OG days. And then they came out with Game Boy Color... And then, bam, backlighting came in, and then you didn't need it anymore, and so it pretty much every advancement in this lifetime has taken away from the childhood gift that it gives you. Because, like, having Game Boy in itself taught you to, okay, time it right, I know when the light's gonna hit. You lurked around, you found perspective in everything.
Like, you lurked around.
Nothing's like that anymore. And
oh, he's getting deep.
All of the kids nowadays have everything fucking just mainlined into their fucking, you know, viewpoint, and you don't have anything, so.
Down with the iPad.
Tangent.
Yeah. Talk, your dream.
Oh, dream. Yeah, anyways, dog. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
I love humans.
I don't know what I'm doing with this microphone.
Just put it down by your...
That's what I was doing, and I don't know why. All right.
What are you thinking of?
I don't know.
7 moons.
Yeah. Hey, big boy.
Oh, you know what we're doing tonight.
Yes, I know exactly before you even say it, what we're doing.
We're going to have to take the car.
We're having a threesome. Just kidding. Is that what you were going to say? That's what I was going to say.
I was going to say Frito Pie in the bags.
Oh!
And the seance.
Yes, that's what
I was going to say. We're going to need the candles. Anyways.
For our threesome.
All right, so anyways. Yeah, technically.
We have romantic threesomes with candles.
It could probably be like a sixum because we never know. Ooh. He going to die soon.
Okay. Your dream.
Muscle form.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, the dream was I was in. All right, so Joe and we were just in the house, and and the weird thing is like, there's like this superstition that says that if you see a ghost or a demon or something in your dream, it means they're touching you. So it's like, it's only a superstition. There's nothing to back that up in any shape or form. So, I mean, it's all just up in the air, but what I thought was weird is that I saw in my dream, standing outside the doorway in the back bedroom, it was just this, like, shadow figure. And I got up and chased after it down the hall. And it, like, would go across, and it went into the room on the left, turned into a girl, and then would go back into the shadow figure, pop back into the hallway, go down, turn into a girl, go into a shadow figure, and then I was, like, scared in my dream, so I was, like, I could, I, like, my voice was quivering. I was, like, hoo, 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 hoo.
Oh.
And then I was, like, who are you? And then, boom, woke up, but my hand was out on the ground, on the bed, and I woke up staring at the fucking doorway. And
what?
I was, like, what the fuck? It was such a weird, vivid dream, and I was like, why am I... It's just... It freaked me the fuck out, honestly.
I mean, I would be freaked out.
But the fact that my... Because my hand was not on the ground when I went to sleep. My hand was covers, first off.
Well, and the way I can't picture that happening. Like,
I understand, like, because, like, the way I was sleeping, I slept with my arm under me on my...
But you're not a flailer, and you're not... And you are always... When you sleep, you're always, like... you're always constrict... Or you're always, like,
condensed.
What is that?
I'm
yeah, you make yourself very small
space.
When
I'm
you
very,
sleep. So
yeah.
I can't picture that happening.
It was weird.
Like,
but my hand
you know,
was on the ground. Like, my... Everything had come off the bed. Like, I was closer to the ground than I was the bed.
What?
Yeah, I was fucking tripped. I did not go to sleep for the rest of the night.
I wouldn't.
And on top of that, I was drenched in a pool of sweat.
Is that the night you called me at like 2 in the morning? Or was that a different night?
Different night.
Yeah, that house has... I feel like there's definitely...
There's something not right.
There were crackheads in it before, but I bet that the crackheads were so... You know, people who are vulnerable like that, who let themselves vulnerable, if you're drinking or if you're... You
it's
know,
not drinking. It's vulnerable
or like if your kids,
mentality.
Right.
Their minds.
Right.
You can take over their minds.
Well, if they're always constantly on drugs, that would be really easy to... I bet they were...
Manipulate, mind fuck.
They were probably fucked up, but they also probably did, like, experience a lot of shit there.
Yeah, but you have to think about when you're on drugs like that, and like those people are doing, you convince yourself to do some
stupid
shit.
Yeah, I've never like been on hard drug, like fucked up shit
like
that.
I've never been on
like
meth or heroin or anything like that, but I'm just saying like I can see like how being on those fucking radioactive Chernobyl fucks would make you be like, oh yeah, there's somebody listening through the balls right now. There's bees.
Yeah, see, that's
and you're like,
shit like that.
What? But, and then all of a sudden, somebody's like, kill your family. And you're like, you're
sure.
Right. I should probably do that. Like, hey, let me talk to you.
You're right. I should probably do that. No, but the night that I did stay there and we were in the bedroom, like on the couches, like I didn't really hear, like I heard like weird stuff, but in that bedroom, that's where, like that night, I was up all night. I almost woke you up like 4 times.
What the fuck is gonna happen with me there?
I don't know, but I almost woke you up. And I remember waking up, like, just in the middle of the night, like, you woke up.
Just fucking tapping me on the face and be like, hey, cocksucker.
I said, hey, I almost woke you up a couple times. You're like, wake me up then. And I'm like, no, I can't. I know, but I'm not gonna, you're, like, sound asleep. And I'm like,
I was like, do you know what being sound asleep is with a kid? It's,
I'm not a child.
And then, it just, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in general. Like, you...
I know
what
you're saying.
We all learn as adults to wake up to certain shit, like working in the oil field and all that stuff. Boom. Drop of a dime. Wake the fuck up. Get going. Shake the sleepies off while you're chugging fucking hot coffee.
I know, but I don't want to do that to you. And getting oil sprayed
up your fucking nostril.
I know, like, but I don't want to do that to you. If it really wasn't anything, I was just more like tripping out.
Oh, I'll go investigate. I always will. They scared.
I know.
These homies don't want this smoke. Tupac, is that you? Are you saying a dream? Biggie Smalls!
I was gonna say, I think that's... Yeah. I think that's... Get screwed. I saw a screw.
I built a deck recently.
Ooh. Watch out, he's out here slanging deck.
Alright. Next part of this... random shit show. In the first part of this, honestly, you know what? It's supposed to be a shit show. It's supposed to be bad. It's supposed to be a whole fucking thing.
It's the whole point.
And if you don't like it, you ain't shit. You ain't never gonna be shit. Just like your mother.
Your father's a hoe.
Well, that too. So your sperm gene is bad. And you obviously
have CTE. You crockpot looking motherfucker.
Or you were in boxing and you live in Erie, PA, and, you know, just shit happens.
You got 4 teeth.
Or you're retarded. Mexicans. Alright, so 3 months. We have hella questions to ask each other. What we got to give to the fans?
You first. I don't know how many questions I want the answers to. What was the most wild thing you saw when you were there? We'll just start with that.
The most wild thing I saw in Austin? I'd probably say the first... night that I worked there, I saw this band that I have the lead singer's number and he texts me pretty often. Audic Empire.
Follow them. Because I follow them now.
They're fucking, like, they seem really, really cool. Really, really big. Like, massive. And travel across the state, travel overseas, and all that shit. Super cool guys, though. And I did not know when... because I was working the door that night, I had no idea that the guy walking in was the lead singer. I had no idea who the fuck was coming in.
You probably said something stupid.
No, I didn't. Oh. I just asked him, I opened up the door for him, and I was like, hey, do you need any help? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. I would love some help. And I helped him bring everything up and set up the stage. And then I caught on. I was like, oh, he's the fucking, like, you're with the band or you're somebody who, like, does something for the band. And then the band started and he grabbed his guitar and fucking sat down. And I was like, oh! And then he fucking pointed me out middle of his set and he goes, give it up for the door guy over there who helped me set all this shit up. And I was like, what's up?
Hi.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, this is me. I was like, this... I'm doing it.
Words. That's cool. I know, and, I followed them. They seem really cool.
That wasn't the greatest. This is going to follow into something else.
Again.
Oh, I could tell you multiple. Oh my God, I could tell you so many. These are just like, this is like memorable ones. But I, after the concert, I helped him break down the stage, move everything back in to their vans and all that stuff. And after that, I was going to check the bathrooms and everything. I was shutting everything down and getting ready to close the fucking bar up. And I walk back there and I just hear... It sounds like a fucking... I it just sounds like somebody with a stuffy fucking nose line.
And are you crying in there? No crying!
Yeah, I walked in there and he just turned around, this lead singer, and goes, "You want a bump?" And I was like, there's six dudes in a stall with the door closed. I was like, how does this look if we had seven? I was like, alright.
Extra man.
I'm down for it. I was all game in for it. I fucking absolutely went to the song.
Well, you can't say no.
Yeah, it's okay.
What is the...
What would Narcos do? That's what I asked myself. What would Pablo do? Pablo. Dig a hole and escape prison.
Esca bar of coke. Just...
All right, we'll go back
and
forth.
Take me back and shoot me.
Because I can tell you 1,000 stories in Austin.
No, I want to hear.
Oh, God. No, you have to go first. We got to toss it back and forth.
Well, I don't know what you want to know. What do you want to know?
Just fucking say what happened the last 2 months.
I asked you something cool. Okay, well, I...
So tell me something cool.
Played Dude, with a flamethrower. What? Dude. Something cool.
Something cool. So fucking tell me something cool.
I played with a flamethrower.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I played with one of them before. It's pretty sick.
It was. I think I like turned into like a pyro. I was hammered. Yeah. And we went out to
the...
Oh, it was such a bad idea.
Start running, motherfuckers.
No,
let's play
I
tag.
Went a shit ton of hairspray.
First person on fire. I fucking dead.
No. Okay, it's funny that you say that because I actually...
Set someone on fire?
No, but I was like, thought it was hilarious, you know? Like, and they're like, no, it's like a flamethrower, like, you gotta stop. And I was like, who's gonna make me? You can't even get close. Try to take it away, you know? I was hammered. Okay, so we go to this cabin.
I've done the same shit.
It's
like, what you gonna do?
We go to this cabin, and we would go play, like they just have like all games and stuff there. And
I think I saw the video that you posted on Instagram of that cabin. That place looked fucking dope.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is that where
huge.
That guy cooked for you and did the oysters and stuff like that?
No, that was my friend
that I work with, man, his fiance. His dick suck every
you
morning.
Would love him. He's hilarious. And he has stories. He actually asked me, like, I actually was like, hey, we always like would love guests and stuff, like, if you want to tell some of the stories on the podcast. He's like, I would be so down.
I genuinely
his stories are hilarious.
I want to cook with him.
Oh, I yeah, go and he makes everything like literally, like, everything from scratch.
I swear
it's
to
beautiful.
God, if you girls leave the room and give us 30 minutes, you'll come back with me, and he'll be in my arms.
Oh, I'm sure he
and
will.
And I'll be making out with
I'm
him.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure
While
you guys
While I'm
will.
Cutting onions behind him. And you'll be like, what's going on? I'll be like, we're
no,
not crying.
No, I'll have
you
to
are.
Text my coworker. It's her fiance. And we'll go there.
Because those oysters he made...
They're in the middle of moving, or, like, starting to move, but maybe we can get out there soon, because that would be fun. Yeah, those were, okay. That's the first time I've had oysters.
That's the first time? Dude, if you throw Louisiana hot sauce on those, just, like, a few drops.
We did.
Drops,
it was amazing.
Dude.
Amazing.
My grandpa's favorite thing. He would literally
I
just
literally
do
like
some salt,
should've
some
brought...
black pepper, and then Louisiana hot sauce, and just tell me to open up, and he'd slide it right down my fucking throat, and he'd be like, that's what you're doing
well,
to my
dick tonight.
Those
ones were... Oh, God. Those ones were baked.
He was teaching me at a young age.
Those
you know what your
baked.
Mother's gonna do in the future.
They were delicious.
You have 10 Jinxie cat.
What's his,
you betrayed the circle of trust when you called the cops, Parker.
You've seen that movie too many times, I have a feeling. But yeah.
Tom
No, we'll get out there soon. I think it'll be fun. They live like 45 minutes away. But no, but they have a beautiful house too. They're loaded. So, but anyway, we were at the cabin.
Yeah, we're gonna be loaded. Way more loaded. It's gonna be gross.
It is. I almost said I was gonna send you a picture yesterday.
Bobby raising his hands.
I was gonna
be like, what do I do with this money?
What do we do with it?
Well, what were you saying?
I feel like we're just gonna take a lot. No, I feel like we're gonna just take like a lot of trips. Like go a lot of places.
Give more back.
Mm-hmm. That too.
Put some back, but give more back to everybody.
That too.
People deserve our people. We need
our people. All right,
look, if you get anything out of this, know that you have constitutional rights. It is your job as a fucking human to act upon them. Take over your fucking land. Not like the fucking Native... I mean, we did to the Native Americans, but... Overthrow the government. Stop being a bunch of sensitive pussies. Grab your guns. Grab your bullets. Let's raid this bitch and let's get fucking going. If I get assassinated in the next 2 days with a bullet in,
I was gonna say, in the back I was of my nice head,
it's you. Hillary Clinton! And Nancy Pelosi looks like my ball sack in cold weather. Oh. Take that, Jesus. I made her in my own image. What image was that?
Big balls.
It was biblical.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I got it.
You just jumped the
It was
fuck.
Like...
You fucking kickflipped your wine.
It was like a
wine.
Little wine dolphin.
You kickflipped your wine.
Dude, it was an ollie.
It was an ollie? Nice. I respect.
Yeah, I used to skateboard everywhere I went.
Really?
Everywhere.
I was so bad at... I was so scared as a kid of falling on a skateboard that I used to kick flip in the grass. And then I got so defeated one day when some kid goes, "Why aren't you kick flipping on the concrete?" And I was landing him in the yard, so I went to go kick flip.
I can see the old thing and you're probably like, shit.
Oh, I was like, fuck you.
Fuck off.
So I went to go fucking kickflip while riding, and exactly what I knew was gonna happen. I kicked the fucking board out from under me and landed on my hip.
Oh, on my hip. And now his right leg's shorter than the left.
And that's why my feet are small.
It stunted your foot growth. I had a skateboard accident when I was 12 and it stunted my foot growth.
I got a fucking roast when I was 12. It really took a ride.
Oh, no. What were we talking
he
about?
He roasted my
ago?
Nerves. My bitch ass
your
nerves don't feel
cells.
Anything in my bitch
ass. My bitch ass nerves.
My bitch ass nerves. You weak bitches.
The nerve.
The nerve of you. Say something. Nothing. Weak ass.
You can't hear him. He's too small. He is tiny. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, fucking bros.
God made you perfect. It's okay. All the inches that your feet lack.
Your
all the inches your feet lack, you made up with your nostrils. So. I'm just kidding.
I sound like a fucking bad bird in the morning. I sound like the bird that's alone in the tree branch.
They're all like, look at fucking crackhead Steve over there.
Look at Hunter trying to fucking sing again. Hey, Lasagna, hit him with it.
You sound like a... You sound like a fat guy who just cleared 3 steps.
Dude, I sound like the 1,000-pound sisters in an orgasm.
No, that would be like, moo.
Oh, no. That fucking, that's a tanning
hot
machine.
Hot dog six
between,
pack.
That's a tanning machine in between their thighs. That shit right there.
No, that's whoa, a that's soggy like being close. Heater.
Hey, have you ever been to the sun? Yeah. And they also trapped the skinny fat dude, which is ironic.
I bet they can't even find their vagina. Dude, not vagina.
We just both fucked up. He's not fat and black. He's just skinny and black, which is a stereotype. That is true.
And he has a huge vagina. And if we can cancel
for that, eat my balls!
You can eat my my vagina.
Eat my vitamin deficiency. Eat my biotin.
It's called my biotin.
Eat my potassium pills.
Eat my ass.
Do you need antioxidants? Because I got...
Anticoxidants.
So?
American.
What, anticoxidants? No. Not everything's about sex.
No one said anything about... Well, we... Ew, you... Twitching. When you did... When you... You're like... Your lip was like twitching. Don't break a tooth now. Ew.
Did you ever finish your story?
No, I never finish.
Finish it. What? It's been 6 minutes of ass play?
I said
Yeah, put it in your mouth. You know you want to, Chrissy.
I wonder if I can... How far? That was a little big. I don't know if I want to do this.
Please, God, do it. Wow, you got.
Did I get far or no?
You got a shallow throat.
I do.
You make every white guy feel big.
White people love me.
Am I the white guy? Oh, yes, you are.
Hey, I got down to there. That's not bad. I heard the tip's the only thing that matters anyway. Yeah, see? So do you. And you stretched your lips out. If I stretch my lips out, I could reach farther, too.
Actually, not a good idea. I don't know how you're doing that right now. See, women
exactly.
Are built, women are built different. Y'all can suck dick in any shape, form, or fashion.
Some people can't.
I'm just saying, if a girl or guy puked on my penis, you never know.
There was a girl in high school who did that.
I'm just keeping the fucking option open because I know if I'm not married by 60, I'm taking dick. They're taking dick, but I'm getting it sucked. So, I mean, I figured it out. I figured it out, yeah. That's a good one.
So...
A little more, this more is... like shoveling at the end of it, but... Just put something on my rim. That's just a little bit.
How you walk. If you
start, did you start like a song and then forget? Yeah. Just how you want. Anyway, True Dragons. That's not a show.
True Dragons.
The creator for Dragon's Tales died, by the way. So
did it or did he? She? He? Did
he,
it?
He. Which
he's probably
would
a plus.
Make him it because
he's a plus.
Man was a visionary.
LGBTQ plus, he fits into the plus. Dragon Tales was great.
Can I take you to a? Oh yeah.
Wait. Are we thinking of the same thing?
Dragon Tales, yes.
Dragon Tales, Dragon Tales. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. When they rub the scale.
Hot dogs and bologna. Chicken and macaroni. Yeah, the whole thing.
Best thing I did all day today, TMI real quick, was I ate a whole thing of mac and cheese, masturbated, and fell asleep.
That means too much information.
It was such a good day.
Also, TMI, after Beth masturbates, she takes her cum and rubs it on her teeth as a teeth cleaner. That's why her teeth are so white.
Mm-hmm.
Her dead children brighten
her day. It's not a lie. No.
Her dead children brighten her day.
Just so you know, my like vaginal lubricants aren't filled with children. Like your sperm is. Like girls don't like that. Okay, didn't make sense.
Off, I don't. You don't know if somebody was nutting in you. So what? Who was it?
Dun, I was dun, by dun, myself. Dun, dun, that's dun, why it's called masturbation. Dun.
Whatever that TikTok thing is, like, who was it?
What? Oh no. Oh no. Oh no.
No. Not that. The other one.
Well, if someone was with me, anyways, then there's whoever, an issue because much I thought I was alone. On TikTok,
please don't follow us or listen to us.
You're the load your mother should have swallowed.
You're a fat fucking waste of human life. I'll shoot you at a country fair on Mill Creek.
You know, I was almost there when that happened. Look at. I was almost there when that happened. Why am I Mariah carrying this right now? I was almost there when it happened. My lips don't dry. Woo! That's the best part of the whole thing. What do you believe my life so I can't rub it.
Make it bucket.
Floss your teeth with it.
Floss your teeth with my clit lip.
Ooh. Don't. Ouch.
Do you want dental sticks or do you want clintus?
Dental dick.
Dental dick. I'll take the foreskin only. Oh, for okay, 3,000.
Long John's.
Yeah, Long John Jew.
They call him Captain Hook.
Oh, something's hooking, but Jebediah's looking.
It's called the good old Kegel ankle lock.
Whoa, I've been in that before. Actually, good stretch.
The Kegel ankle lock
movement,
where you make your vagina really tight, and then you lock your ankles.
Ted. My voice cracked 4 times in a fucking rope.
No one would say you.
I sounded like Tarzan swinging. You sound
that
way
was
too
pretty
good.
Good at that. That was really good, wasn't
that was
it?
Was really good. You sound way too fucking good at that, dude.
Whoa. It's called vibrato.
Yeah, I get it a high D. Vibration C in the throat, though.
Welcome to my vibration station.
Do you like
deep throat?
What in the fuck?
Can you imagine doing
it's
that?
It's the seven moons.
If you put it a dick on your vocal cords, which I don't know where your vocal cords are. They're probably lower, huh?
Well, they're past the uvula, so yeah. You gotta soften your vocal cords.
I saw something the other day that shows you how to drink really fast.
The vortex?
You...
Spin it?
No. Just spin it. Step out of the vehicle, sir.
How many people do you have in your car? I don't know, I'm on my back.
No, it's...
What is the real form of depression?
You open your throat and you just dump the liquid in it. And it goes right down. You don't have to swallow.
You have to worry about your mouth filling up.
No, you don't, because your throat's open.
Okay, I'm not sure who told you this.
I'll show you the video, it's crazy.
You're gonna have to show me the video because... Logically, this sounds like absolute fuck.
He says, yeah. Oh, and he doesn't, though. You start with a small swig.
Is he a fat white guy?
No, he's a small white guy.
Lie.
He is. I think he's a ginger too, if that matters.
That's because he has no soul. He's allowed to do that.
No.
I also hawked a loogie in that sink if you want to go see it.
I don't. Don't do that. I don't want to know. Stop. You just want to see me gag. And I don't.
He said it first, folks.
This has come full circle.
Yo, it is coming full circle.
Can't be drunk enough. We bought 3 bottles of wine.
Ted, you can have grandkid.
No, just... no, he already told. He's like.
Oh God, yeah, no, you gotta tell the fans.
Okay, well, he goes. He's like, I was like, hey, because it was like, you know. How much time do I have? It's not that long, but anyway, just to wrap it up, I'll keep it real simple. But I was like, hey, I'm like, Hunter's coming over. He's like, call Chrissy. I was like, I did call Chrissy. She said to call you. And he's like, well, you're not asking me. You're telling me. I said, yes, I'm picking up Hunter later when you get home. And then he goes, okay, well, he's like, is he sleeping over? I'm like, probably. He's like, okay, just don't let me hear him tickle your counter. He's like, I don't care what you do down there. I just don't want to hear him tickle your cooter. I'm like, Dad, that's such a weird thing to say.
He is the most chill man in the world.
He is. He's like, I don't care. No but father just, in the world. I just don't want to hear it.
Oh, who's clapping them cheeks on my daughter? Oh, it's my cousin Boston.
It's only because
he wants me.
Because he likes you.
He don't like me.
He loves you.
The y'all family. Everybody else cannot like me, but those two right there love me.
They do. And everybody loves
them.
You.
I love the fuck out of them.
They do. They're a lot.
They're my favorite.
They're a lot.
No, they're not cool. A lot. They're everything.
They are. They are.
They're everything that is good, and everybody needs it.
Agreed.
But you know what, fuckers? Welcome back to the Sunday brunch, you little cunt sticks. And if we can leave you with anything other than a positive message.
Which we don't have.
Which I do have.
Do you?
I do. Overthrow the government. Be happy. Don't worry about money. Don't worry about time. Don't worry about stress. Don't sit on your ass. Go out and make money. Go out and do your job, but no matter how much fucking comes from it all, just know it takes time. So put the fucking time in, and it will come to you. But don't rely on your fucking two-party system. Rely on yourself, and rely on the people around you, and make some of yourself.
Guess what? I have one, too, real quick. And this is a sign that I look at every time we go to Cassidy's aunt. Chrissy's house. It's a sign right above the basement, and I love this sign, and I think it's so cute, and it's so hilarious. But, like, I sound like Ethel, but the sign says, if it makes you laugh, or smile, or giggle, I think, buy it or marry it. That's my positive note. Yours was a little more elaborate, but that's all I wanted to share. Because I love that sign.
There's that.
Boom!
Alright, sluts. But be happy. Go out, do something.
Buy 3 bottles of wine.
And realize that your 40-hour-a-week job doesn't give a flying fuck about you. They can replace you at any time, even if you're there. Go fucking take the time to take the PTO. Have the time off. Go travel. Go see the fucking world. Go enjoy time to yourself.
You only have that job to pay for a better, bigger things.
You can make more without working in corporate America. You can do fucking more for yourself. So, if I can leave you with anything, I'll leave you with that. And I love you. And it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to have you back.
Play it up.
Alright, fuckers. So, here we go. You're getting timeless by Of Mice and Men. Because guess what? We're all fucking timeless, baby.
You can just play it for 30 seconds. Because we got 30 seconds.
Bye, Daddy Bear. Because once this hits, you fucking in it. Headbang!